Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The center fielder, George Thomas. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown throws the ball into Lump, who tags Ward, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Demeter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNaghtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNaghtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNaghtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNaghtney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Demeter scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. There goes Thomas trying to get to home. Robinson throws the ball into Hansen, who relays the ball to McNaghtney, who tags Thomas, who came all the way from first, for the out. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Pizarro covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen bunts towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Jim Landis. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing center field. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-2 in the game. McLain hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Ward reaches second base with a double. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-3 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen bunts in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNairtney is walked intentionally. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-3 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNairtney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Lump applying the tag. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Navarro now pitching. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-4 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen is walked intentionally. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNairtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-4 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-4 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-4 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-5 in the game. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Julio Navarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Navarro hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.